A new video shows more clearly than ever that debris hit the Space Shuttle Columbia in a vulnerable spot during liftoff, the very edge of its left wing. The Columbia Accident Investigation Board also said the shuttle was buffeted by unusually strong winds about a minute after launch. But it's still not clear to investigators whether these events led to the fatal breakup of Columbia over Texas on February 1st, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Columbia mystery is being pieced together very much like its fuselage, one scattered piece at a time. Investigators have so far organized only 19% of the physical pieces. The intellectual puzzle is similarly full of gaps. But a video released yesterday adds to one line of inquiry, and that is into the role of fuel tank debris which hit Columbia 81 seconds after liftoff. Admiral Hal Gaiman, who is leading the investigation, says the video clearly shows that the debris hit the shuttle's wing edge and then shattered as it bounced along the underside of the wing. Even so, he said it's highly unlikely that the debris could have destroyed a chunk of the wing's tough edge, which is where it is most vulnerable to heat as it enters the atmosphere.
What we're really looking at is a complex failure of a complex system. It's possible that you could do some damage to this orbiter that would have been as a result of a normal event, which she could have survived at age 10. Maybe she couldn't survive it at age 21.
For example, investigators are examining wear and tear to the tough composite material that makes up the leading edge of the wing. This super hard substance is called reinforced carbon-carbon, or RCC, and it can get dinged up over time. Gaiman says a small hole can grow gradually, almost as if it's rusting from the inside.
This RCC is built up in layers. The oxidation gets inside and starts opening up gaps from the inside out. And so the problem is when you do a visual inspection from the outside, you never see it.
Investigators showed examples of this phenomenon from wing edges of some of the other shuttles in the fleet. Board member John Barry, a major general, says he's looking into the deeper issue, which is that NASA has no experience operating spacecraft that are decades old.
In our space exploration, it's always been either we had capabilities to use it for one time, but now the orbiter is getting into 20 years plus in a lot of cases, certainly in the Columbia's case, and we have to be more suitably attuned to the aspect of aging spacecraft.
Investigators also talked for the first time about an unusual wind condition at launch. They say Columbia passed through a strong wind shear about 1 minute after liftoff. The shuttle was designed to handle that kind of buffeting, but now investigators are wondering whether that added stress could have contributed somehow to the accident. Investigators are also focusing closely on events during the shuttle's final minutes. Sheila Widnall, a board member from MIT, says it's becoming evident that parts of the shuttle's left wing were starting to melt well before the shuttle started to break up.
The vehicle was kind of coasting along with heat damage, and then there was a sudden increase in dynamic pressure that came from the flight.
That dynamic air pressure was expected as the shuttle started pitching its nose forward into the thickening atmosphere. But the damage to the left wing was so severe by then, Columbia quickly broke apart. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.